And as promised, here is part two of our conversation with Steve Koski at Indian Country Sports and Lots, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, that was kind of where I wanted to, you know, you've been in this business for a long time, and you have seen this happen before. 2006 was the last time I can remember this happening.
2006 was the last, yep, that I know of too. But it's happened before. I mean, they're saying 25 years ago you had the same thing. Remember 2006, we had 100% green Christmas.
Yeah.
So it has happened before.
I do remember the green Christmas back in 06. Was it really this warm, though? I mean, were we seeing 50-degree marks or 45 to 50 for such a long stretch that year?
I don't know if it was or not, but at Christmas it was green. Because I know my kids were still at home, and we got them a badminton set. We were out playing badminton in the yard, and I was bound and determined I'm going to keep that white T-shirt that had green grass stains all over it.
Wow.
There was. It was bare ground. Hmm. So it had to be close.
So my next question then is as a retailer, you know, you sell snowshoes there. You're obviously incredibly dependent in the wintertime on ice fishing. What? How much longer do you think the retailers can hold out before we start to see a trickle down into our economy here? Snowmobilers, skiers, snowshoers.
Everything. I mean, everything. Restaurants, the gas stations, everything. It's all dependent on it. So I said, our economy in the UP depends on four seasons. And right now, people are waiting for it. The one other thing that people are looking, saying, well, let's keep us busy for a while, is let's go out and chase some coyotes. And the coyote hunters are pretty happy. There's some trapping, there's some calling, there's some taking there if they had some deer scraps and getting some coyotes over that, but it seemed like there's a lot of coyotes out in the woods to be controlled.
Yeah, it could be a banner year. Good year. If you ever wanted to get into coyote hunting, this is the year, right?
This is the year. This is definitely the year, and I think you can't do anything but do good by hunting some of them either. For everything else, every reason, that's a good thing to do right now.
All right, well, you're getting ready for the Christmas season. Have you seen any trends from Christmas shoppers?
No, not really. When we get ice a little bit on the ground, everybody's buying tractions for their, the ladies are buying tractions for their feet, but that's the only sign of winter we've really had so far. Mm. Yeah, people are buying a lot of gift certificates, a lot. I actually have sold quite a bit of fishing tackle and a lot of guns for fishing. Oh, man, the gun business is good.
Really?
Nice and good. Yep. That's the political thing, though.
Yeah, it is driven by that to a bigger extent. But, you know, I wanted to ask you, since I've been out of the business in 05, have the margins got any better on firearms?
No, they're still pretty darn tight.
I mean, it was always almost a lost leader in a way. You know?
Yeah, it keeps you real busy. But if you can keep ammunition in so people can shoot the guns that they buy, that's good. And we've got a good source for ammunition. We've usually got ammunition all the time, and most all the time have rimfire, which most places have had a hard time getting. But we've been getting rimfire on a regular basis, haven't run out in a long time.
Well, good. That's excellent to hear. Well,
thank you, everybody.
We're all chomping at the bit. We'll wait for winter with you.
Wait for winter. It'll come.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Steve Koski at Indian Country Sports and Lots, and you're tuned in to The Outdoor Show.